You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Los Angeles Dodgers, the All-Star version. I'm Allison Twitter from MLB.com, here with Ken Gernick, covers the Dodgers for MLB.com, and all of those All-Stars coming from Los Angeles. The big news, of course, Clayton Kershaw did not make the cut for the team that has already been announced, but he is one of the finalists for the final vote. I do like your story. You just gave the bullet points as to why he should be an All-Star, and they're very strong arguments. Were you surprised that he didn't make the team? And there's a lot of people who are upset that he didn't make the team and that are upset that he has to make the team this way through the final vote. What was your reaction to that?
Well, I take Zach Greinke's position. I'm never surprised by anything with the All-Star game. So nothing is a surprise to me. You know, I think that his one loss record, even though it's not indicative of the way he's pitched, that didn't help him. And it probably didn't help him that Bruce Bochy is the manager, you know, because that's always been a point of contention about whether Bruce Bochy appreciates Clayton Kershaw or not. You know, and Kershaw's never started an All-Star game, and now he might not even be in one. But all that said, you know, there still is a chance for the fans to put him in. It's pretty unusual for the reigning MVP not to be in the All-Star game. You kind of wonder what is an All-Star game if the MVP isn't in it, but there's a few days for the fans to rectify that.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, you look at Kershaw's numbers and you look at everything that he's done this year, and certainly they're in line or better than a lot of the guys who made the All-Star team. And it's almost like Kershaw set a standard for himself that is not really sustainable. I mean, it'd be wonderful if he could repeat last year, but my goodness, I mean, he was almost flawless last year. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess in that respect, you would think that he might run away with this thing in the final vote, but I guess we can't really tell. I mean, do you think that he's got the best chance of all those guys?
Well, again, I can't predict that. When you see what's happened in Kansas City, it's kind of hard to predict what fans are going to do, and I'm not going to try. You know, I think one thing that is kind of curious to me about the All-Star game and the voting and the selection is that the All-Star game is played in July, and then the vote takes place the next year. And very often, everything that happens from July on for the previous year is not factored in. If you're going to factor that in, you know, so then what you've got is you've got an All-Star game based on 3 months. And if that's the way, you know, the fans want it to be, so be it. But then that takes a guy who had a great second half, like Clayton Kershaw, and it's not going to get recognized as far as the voting goes. And I think that's, you know, what's happened here, unfortunately. That second half of his in the minds of the voters really didn't matter. You know, they look at his numbers for the first half this year and they feel he's not worthy. So I think, you know, I think it's kind of unfortunate that the second half of a player's season is not factored in when the All-Star team is created.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. And I used to be sort of on the side of just looking at the guys and what they've done in the first half. But I think that the Kershaw situation has just opened a lot of eyes, including mine, that he certainly should be representing the National League as one of the stars of the game today. But let's move on to some of the other All-Stars. I love that Jock Peterson made the team. I mean, I think we all sensed that he was going to. But it's great to see that he did, and being a rookie, and wants to be in the home run derby, which I'm really excited about. He wants to be in, Chris Bryant wants to be in, and it's nice to see that the young guys, this is becoming, I mean, there's so many All-Stars that are, like, under the age of 25. It's nice to see that these guys want to be in the home run derby and sort of showcase their talents, and to show the fans kind of what's coming in the future.
Well, I think that the young players are more excited about the All-Star game almost always, and that's just naturally some of the veterans who have been there four, five, six times. You know, as great of an honor as it is, the novelty wears off. And for a guy like Peterson, you know, who hasn't participated even in the minor leagues, really, you know, for him to get this in his first year in the major leagues and then have an opportunity, it appears, to be in the home run derby. And as he mentioned, with his season, really, he's an all-star because of his home runs. I mean, he's barely hitting 230, you know, but he's got great power numbers and a great OPS. And what I've mentioned before is it doesn't seem to get much attention. But his defense really is what has made as great an impact as his home runs, if not greater, to the Dodgers winning. He's probably the best center fielder they've had in decades. And while that may only be on display for a couple innings and it's going to draw as much attention as the home run prowess, I think if you asked any of the pitchers that he plays behind, they would say that his defense is as important as anything he's done. So, what you really have there is outside of the batting average, you've got the complete package player, and this is just his first year. So if he can work on the average, he really can become the complete ball player.
Absolutely. And I just want to ask you about Yasmani Grandal. I mean, we had talked about him just being so good for this team and being really a stabilizer behind the plate. Was he surprised at all that he was named an All-Star? I mean, he seemed to be so excited about it, and he's canceling a vacation, and he's very honored. Was he surprised at all? To see that he made
He must have been surprised enough that he made plans to go to Las Vegas. So
that's true.
I guess to that extent, that was a backup plan. I don't know. I think he was. I think he's proud of it. I think coming back from an injury and then from a real tough month of April, in which it clearly was pressing, after being traded for Matt Kemp. And struggling and pressing, and he kind of got back to his game, and he's provided some real power, and he really accomplished what that trade was set out to do, and that was to upgrade the offense behind the plate. You know, AJ Ellis had done a great job defensively, and he had some promising years offensively, but Grandal is a 20-plus home run type player, as he's showing now. And there aren't a lot of those behind the plate. And so the Dodgers really feel they've upgraded there, clearly offensively. And, whether he was surprised or not, he obviously is proud of what he's done. And he's going to be happy to go back there, Cincinnati, his original team. So it kind of ties it all up nice. And the Dodgers, I think, were pleased to have four and with a possible five, considering that they didn't have any voted onto the starting lineup.
Yeah. Oh, good for him. All right, Ken, thank you so much. And enjoy the All-Star break, and we'll talk to you when the season resumes.
Okay, thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.